Monday, March 30th, Drama Unit Set Painting, Lesson 2, Advanced Painting Technique. The sensibility of the audience has changed over the years, leading to a trend toward more three-dimensional scenery and fewer drops. There are less tricks of the eye and more realistic painting, especially of textures such as stone, brick, and wood grains. The following are a number of techniques used to develop the painting for the most commonly used textures. Every scenic artist and scenic designer should be familiar with these as they provide the base knowledge for most every other painting problem. Texturing. To avoid the starkness of a single tone and to bring more depth to a flat surface, the painter uses various texturing techniques. Many actual shadows and reflected light tonalities are eliminated because the stage is lit from many directions. Much of this natural variation of tonality has to be painted into the set through the use of texturing techniques. One of the simplest texturing techniques is to blend two or more tones of a color on a surface, which can be done in a number of ways. The general term for this is scumble, which refers to two colors randomly painted together. A more controlled method is called a wet blend. This technique begins with two colors, or more if required, laid adjacently onto the scenery. A third brush is used to blend those colors while still wet. The result is a gradation of one color to another. This technique can be handled on a broad scale with either subtlety or obviousness, depending on the contrast or harmony of the tones. A blending technique can also be done over a dry surface by blending the tones together with dry brushing or feathering. Dry brushing, as the name implies, is done with the tip of a relatively dry brush in order to cover the undersurface only partially, letting the dry surface as well as the brush strokes show. Feathering refers to the direction of the brush stroke. The brush is drawn from the wet surface towards the dry, setting down less paint as the stroke continues, so that it ends in a feather-like pattern. Wood graining. The painting of wood graining employs several of the standard texturing techniques discussed previously. The grain pattern and specific colors, of course, vary with the type of wood and its use in the design. Any attempt at realistic representation of wood graining on the stage should be preceded by a careful study of the real wood's color and grain characteristics. If the painted wood needs a varnished finish, glazing might work. Glazing refers to painting a transparent or semi-transparent layer on top of a surface. However, glazing can reduce the contrast between colors and lower their value, so this must be taken into consideration in the preparation of the grain and glaze colors. The glazing of grain can be accomplished in several ways. One method is to grain the surface first, then apply a shellac, clear acrylic, or flat varnish glaze. Glazing can also be effective in subtly toning scenery by adding a thin layer of yellow to warm up a wall, for example. In many cases, one can mix a clear gloss or a clear flat acrylic with the paint. This eliminates the step of painting a surface finish. Creating foliage. The designing and painting of trees and foliage requires practice and a study of natural forms. So much of what the designer and the scenic artist must do is observe what is around them. The designer should first study trees in their natural state. Painting them in watercolors is an excellent exercise that forces the eye to see trees in a different way. The designer soon learns to see the overall mass of foliage, then the subdivisions of smaller units relating to the branches of the tree's structure, and finally, the detail of a single leaf. Careful observation allows the artist to see how light reveals the forms passing through translucent areas. Some branches catch light, whereas others are silhouetted. The conceptual treatment of a tree on stage can assume many forms. As with any other kind of scenery, stage foliage can be translucent, opaque, or textured. The tree can be real or stylized, or it might even be suggested with light patterns. Foliage can be carefully painted leaf by leaf, or boldly painted in block areas that loosely suggest the organic form.